G'day, welcome to Todd's Kitchen. Today's recipe suggestion comes from the following YouTube user. Panna cotta not only looks fantastic, but I'll tell you what, it tastes fantastic too. So join me today as I make my version of a strawberry vanilla panna cotta. Okay, so to start off with, into a bowl we're going to place in some strawberries that have just taken the leaves off. And we're just going to mash them down until they come up to a nice puree. Okay, so I've finished mashing up our strawberries. Now as you can see, it's pureed, but you've also got those chunky bits in there as well, which is exactly what you want. Okay, so I've got about 1/4 cup of boiling hot water, so to that we're going to add in some gelatine. Now for some reason you can't have gelatine, just Google a local stockist in your area. You should be able to find a religious friendly version. So to that we're going to pour in our gelatine, and it's going to give that a very good mix through. Okay, next grabbing some ramekins, we're just going to give them a quick light spray just with some cooking spray oil, and we're just going to divide the strawberry mixture in each one. Okay, so what we're going to do now is place these into the freezer for about say 20 minutes just so these can completely set. Okay, I've got a pot on the stove on a medium heat, so to that we're going to add in our milk and our thickened cream, or heavy cream or whipping cream. So what we're going to do now is just gently stir this every couple of minutes just until it comes to a boil. Okay, so as you can see it's just starting to come to a boil, so to that we're going to add in a tablespoon of vanilla extract. And I'm just going to give that a good stir through. Okay, so now that's been brought to a boil and the vanilla extract is in, we're going to take this off the heat. We're just going to let it rest for about 10 minutes. Okay, I've got about 2 tablespoons of boiling water. So to that we're going to add in 2.5 tablespoons of gelatine. And we're just going to stir this through until it's completely dissolved. Okay, now that it's rested for 10 minutes, we're going to place it back onto our heat. We're going to place in 1/2 cup of sugar. And we're just going to stir this for about 5 minutes, just until the sugar is completely dissolved. Okay, now that the sugar is completely dissolved, we're going to place in our gelatin mixture. And we're just going to stir it through. Okay, so what we're going to do now is just take this completely off the heat and we're going to let it cool down completely to room temperature. Okay, so I've just taken our ramekins out of the freezer. Now the mixture is cooled down, so I'm just going to pour that right in. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to place these into the fridge for about a good 4 hours to completely set. Okay, so I've just taken it out of the fridge and it's out of the mold, and look at that. It's looking fantastic. It's a little wibbly wobbly, but that's perfect. So you got that lovely layer of fresh strawberries on top and that milky panna cotta on the bottom. It's come out fantastic, hasn't it? Now it's time to give this a try. If I can get it. Okay. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, that tastes really, really good. There's fresh strawberries and that vanilla flavor panna cotta. And I'm telling you, that tastes simply delish. And how easy was that to make? You have a restaurant quality dessert that's easy to make at home. And so this will really, really impress your friends come dessert time, I guarantee it. Thanks for watching this episode of Todd's Kitchen. A list of ingredients down below, as well as links to my Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus pages. Please do me a huge favor by giving this video a thumbs up and leaving a comment. Let me know what you think, and I'll see you next time for another delicious recipe.